Yeah. See? Carlo, he bought all sorts of stuff. All the time. But mainly, he loved kitty cats. The ceramic kind. Had a whole shelf full of them. He'd ride his horse Peanut down all around all the thrift stores and antique stores looking for them, filling up his saddlebags with them. Now, if I could have somehow known what was going to happen to him, I'd have let him know. But I guess he can't tell the future. The morning of the day it happened, me and Carlo was sitting down at Jack's Horseshoe having an early one. He says he's going to ride out to Elmer to see about a new shop opening up. So I say good luck, and I headed back up to mine and I fed up the horses. Poncho, Skaggs, Eddie, and Thelma. Went back up to the house and Dorothy made me some biscuits with some ham. I spent the rest of the day twisting up wire from the old fence around the property. By the time I was wrapped, it was dark and I went in. Dolores already had a thick old bowl of potato cheddar soup with some saltines and a glass of suds on the TV tray waiting for me. I grab the remote and I start flipping through the channels. I stop on 3. Now there never been anything on channel 3. The whole 10 years we had a TV in this house. But there it was, clear as day. I couldn't believe it. Hell, you probably won't believe it either. But there it was. There I was. It was my face on channel 3. I was sipping suds. And it shot right across from where Carlo and I was sitting earlier that morning at Jack's Horseshoe. Hogwash. I called Dolores in to make sure I ain't throwing my marbles off a damn skyscraper. She come in nearly fainted as she sat down on the couch. She seen it. We sat there and watched me. I say, okay, bye then, Carlo. Good luck. And from his own perspective, he goes out, unties Peanut, and hops on to ride out. All the while, we're watching him on TV. He rode 3 hours down the road to Elmer. And just like that, he must have seen it. We seen him see it. Must have been that store he was headed for. But really, it was less of a store, I'd say, than an old canvas army tent sitting right there in the dirt. Had its door flaps tied open. Well, he goes inside and they got all kinds of knickknacks set up on the middle shelving. It's kind of rickety, dusty. He's looking around. He sees one of them glass kitty cats on the And he grabs it. He grabs it out from behind an old tabletop tube radio, then hollers to see if anyone's around. I suppose they asked for the price, but nobody came out. So he walks back to the back, and there's a little round top table with a cash box. It's got a little flickering TV on it, too. So he leans over the table, see what they was watching. And by some way, he sees there, on that little screen, it's me. It's my face, just as he seen it 3.5 hours ago. He looked back to the doors to leave, I reckon, and they're just flat closed, just like that. It's black for a second, and then the TV goes back to snow. I never saw Carlo again. No one has, to my knowledge. I went up there to see about that tent that night. Got there in the morning, gone. Nothing. Not a thing. I can't explain it. I can't prove it. All I can do is say it. So, There you go.